So help me make sense of Charlottesville. I don't want to talk about it. I want to look away from it. It's so far beneath everything, even discourse. But I'll help me with this, will you?
Help you understand why thousands of folks descended upon Charlottesville, Virginia, in an angry rage.
Well, which
an angry racist rage.
Was it thousands of people on the racist side, on the Nazi side?
You know, it looked like there was a good group of people. I mean, I talked about this over the weekend. You know, I was very disgusted by it, but I wasn't surprised by it because I think that what happened over the weekend was a manifestation of what we've been watching come out of Washington, D.C. for the past 9 months, right? You know, I was actually offended afterwards when all these politicians were coming forward with, you know, condemnations and calls for unity. And I'm like, really? Because you need to lead by example. Americans are frustrated, you know, whether or not they are frustrated because they're white and they think that their country is being taken from them, or they're frustrated because they are persons of color who feel like they're under attack, whether it's immigration, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the economy and jobs. People are angry. And for the past 9 months, we've watched our country basically sink into this level of discourse that resulted in what we saw on Saturday. I think that a lot of the folks in D.C. are as much to blame for what happened Saturday as the people who were out there are.
So the first thing I want to look away from, and as you use the word disgust, and I think that's the word, that's the right word, is the fact that there were thousands of people on the Nazi side. That's hard for me to accept. I'd like to know if that's in fact the case, but okay, so there was that. And then there was obviously people who were disturbed that these people were allowed to congregate, which they're entitled to, right?
They have the right to assemble, just like every other group has the right to assemble. I think that, you know, again, you and I talk about this a lot. This is 2017, and we have a different sort of political correctness that we expect or that we look for. And so whenever you have a group of people who openly call themselves neo-Nazis and white supremacists and are members of the KKK, you know, that bothers a lot of people.
Yes.
And again, like I said, people in this country right now are fighting. They're angry. They're tired. A lot of people feel like they need some way to let out all of this frustration that they have. And so it's no surprise that you have people on both sides, that you had people come out on both sides. I mean, we've seen that in California. We saw it with the Make America Great event that happened in Orange County that became very violent. We saw it in Sacramento with a similar event that took place. And I think for President Trump, you know, what one of his biggest issues is, and it's no secret, is that these are his people. He can't, you know, he can try all he wants to say that he condemns them and he doesn't agree with them, but they are the people who put him into office for the most part.
Well, no. I mean, these are fringy. I mean, I'm sure they're his people. He needs to account for them, but they're not the ones that put him in office.
They definitely helped put him in the office. They were not people who were supporting Hillary Clinton.
Right. That's for sure.
And that is definitely for sure. And so even afterwards, when you have people like David Duke and other folks, you know, who are making these statements that, you know, make it, you know, very clear, you know, who they support, you know, it leaves a lot of other folks, you know, with a bad taste in their mouth. And understandably so. Did the president do the right thing by coming out 2 days later and finally saying the word, and I'm using air quotes right now, he didn't help himself any. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking to myself over the weekend that this is the same president who berated you know, President Obama and Secretary Clinton for not saying radical Islamic terrorism or terrorists, and he himself couldn't come to terms enough with himself to use, you know, the words KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, etc., until 2 days later. So I don't think anyone is buying his what he's peddling today, just in terms of being upset about it and speaking out against it. It's a little too little, too late.